This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
God to supply my need, and God supplied my need, so my needs are met. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My bank account is full. My house is full. Every need that I have is met. Is measured by our confession. Faith is measured by our confession. You know what? You can locate a person by listening to a person. If you hear them talk about their problems, what they don't have, all the worry, what they wish they had, what other people have, how they don't have this, that, and the other. If you hear people moan and murmur and complain, who in the Bible do they sound like? They sound like that ungrateful bunch of Israelites who God led into the promised land and all they do is murmur and complain. Why we got to eat manna all the time? They could starve. But they couldn't look at, thank God we got nourishment. Our God has supernaturally provided this stuff every morning. We got ravens and birds bringing us meat. Oh, we serve a supernatural God. They're like, you got any filet mignon? You know? They're coming to God, talking about, ooh, I would eat it, but is it Grey Poupon? I don't want mustard. I want Grey Poupon. I don't want manna. I want steak.
You can locate a person's faith because their faith is measured by their confession. You are no greater in faith than you are in your confession of it. If you know you're a person who complains a lot and murmurs a lot, don't deceive yourself to thinking you're strong in faith. Get your word out and say, yes, but I'm going to be strong in faith. I'm going to get out my word. I'm going to read. I'm going to study. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to grow. And you find out that when tough things come up, you don't respond negative. You just say, bless God, he's got it taken care of. Oh, but pastor, you should be upset. You don't have the money for this. You don't have the money for that. Nope, I got plenty. I'm an heir of cattle on 1,000 hills. I'm blessed coming in and blessed. Oh, you can't be blessed, pastor. You got no money in your bank account. No, I'm blessed coming in and going out. My store is full because I'm a tither. I have abundant supply. I have something to give. Here, you want me to give you something? Here's something to give. That might be the last thing you got to give in the natural, but you got it to give. The widow gave her little mite, but he said she gave more than them all. She just had her little bitty mite to give, but she gave more than all. God is a God that will supply your needs when you stand strong in faith and you keep the confession of faith. Now, our usefulness in the Lord is also measured by our confession. All of these things are interrelated. Talking about faith, talking about the sixth enemy to faith, a failure to hold fast to your confession. And remember the importance of your confession. You've got to talk right. Because what you're saying, the Bible says, out of a man's heart, so he speaks. And a man who's got doubt and unbelief in his heart speaks words of doubt and unbelief. He's not confident that God's going to supply his need. If something comes up, he's like, oh, praise God, thank God it happened, oh, thank God. He wasn't in faith. He got a little bit of mercy. Because if he had faith in his heart, he would have known already it's happened. Sure, we all rejoice when it comes also. It manifests as a natural fact. But a person of faith gets to the point where, hey, they rejoice when they pray. Oh, thank you, Father God. That's a burden off my back. I prayed. Whoo, I thank you, Lord, you took care of it. And it still looks the same. That's when you need to hold on to your confession of your faith. Because, see, once it manifests, there's no faith necessary anymore. So there can be no confession of faith after it manifests. Oh, now it's here. Let me talk about faith. Praise God. God was great. Oh, God's wonderful. No, you're not walking by faith then. You're walking by sight. You're walking by faith when you don't see it and you're saying, hey, I prayed back then. God supplied my need then. All my needs are met. My financial needs are met. My physical needs are met. My mental needs are met. My sociological needs are met. I'm blessed coming in and going out when you don't see it. That's when it's a confession of your faith. Now, eventually, we become what we confess. Whether it's good or bad, you shape your destiny with your words. There's a sermon we preach called The Power of Words. And eventually, we become what we confess. If you're a person, again, who 99% of the time you've always got something negative to say, you don't want to be talking about anybody in particularly. You can be talking negative by just saying, well, you know, I just don't have this, and I just don't have that, and I just don't have this, and I just don't have that, and so-and-so has this, and I wish I had that. And if you're always talking about the negative things in life, then you know exactly what you are. Because there's power in words. God shaped the earth with words. It says that in the beginning God spoke, and there was. He created reality. He created matter. He created situation that he desired with his words. And we have the same thing. I can speak myself into financial prosperity by not saying, oh, I'm broke, I never have enough money, don't have two nickels to rub together, don't have this. I can start saying, I'm blessed, like the word says. I'm blessed coming in, I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the store. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I have all the finances to meet my needs. And you may not have a dime in the bank. But as you begin to confess that, it does something to you.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
He created matter. He created situation that he desired with his words. And we have the same thing. I can speak myself into financial prosperity by not saying, oh, I'm broke, I never have enough money, don't have two nickels to rub together, don't have this. I can start saying, I'm blessed, like the word says. I'm blessed coming in, I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the store. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I have all the finances to meet my needs. And you may not have a dime in the bank. But as you begin to confess that, it does something to you. Remember, the word has anointing. As you begin to speak the word, the anointing grows. And the next thing you know, when finances start coming in, you start handling them better. You're like, hey, I confessed I've got money in the bank. All of a sudden, I kind of want to put this money in the bank. You know, normally I just throw it away. It goes from hand to mouth, as they say. They give it to you and you eat it up. It's gone. But, man, I can. Let me put a little bit aside. Because a missionary might be coming to town. I want to be able to give. Or let me put a little bit aside. I want to send a student through Rhema. Let me put a little bit aside. I want to be able to send this person over here on a mission trip. Let me put a little bit aside for when I meet somebody on the street and they're destitute and I need to pull out and write them a little check. Because why? Because you spoke that over yourself. I'm a person who gives. I'm a person who sows. I'm a lover. All my needs are met. If you don't say that, you just say, girl, you know I ain't got a dime. Girl, them bills coming in so quick. Oh, you know how America is. Oh, it's so terrible, girl. I'm telling you, I just wish, a hope. That ain't going to get nothing. Get you nothing but depressed and everybody around you who listen to you. Because a lot of times people like that, I'll shut them off after a while. They start that and I just say, yeah, praise God. God's good, though, isn't he? Oh, yeah, God's good. Then you try and get them back on the good side. God is good. And the more they say that, the better they get, because what? Your faith is going to obtain the promise of God. If you got a promise you're holding on to, the confession of your faith obtains the promise. Abraham couldn't go around saying, God said my name is Abraham, father of a nation. Don't call me Abraham. I ain't got no kids. Because Abraham meant father of a nation. His name was Abram. And God changed his name to Abraham. So if you talk to him, you had to speak faith and say, you're the father of a nation. Now, he didn't go around and tell people, don't call me Abraham. I don't have no kids. See, but that's what some people do. The Bible's saying, you're blessed. And you go around, girl, I'm so broke. I'm so broke, girl. Girl, you know, I just don't have a dime. Don't have nothing. The Bible's calling you something, and you're calling yourself something else. Your confession is not lining up with the Word of God, so therefore you're not going to be like Abraham and receive the promise. The Bible said through faith and patience, he received the promise of God. And through faith and patience is how you're going to receive the promises of God. It's a promise of God that you're the head, not the tail, if you believe. It's a promise of God that you above not believe. It's a promise of God that he will take care of your children. And no stray bullets, no stray rapists, no nuts, no fruits, nobody, no abusers, no kidnappers, nothing will happen to your child. Even if you make a mistake. Now, you don't go out intentionally make mistakes, but even if you make a mistake and your child got a deadly or dangerous situation, nothing's going to happen to that child because the angels camps about her or him to protect them. If you say that, now, if you're afraid of what's going to happen, and you're scared, and you're not walking in faith, you're going to walk in doubt and unbelief, and you're terrified of what's going to happen to you and your kids, you push off the promise of God. And you're not going to receive the promise of God, the divine protection over your children through faith and patience. You won't receive it. But remember, faith is measured by your confession. If you listen to a person long enough, you know exactly where they are in your faith walk. If you listen to them long enough, eventually we become what we confess. If you're confessing the wrong things, you're going to stay the wrong thing or become the wrong thing. If you confess the right things, it grows. One person said it like that, I think it was Napoleon Hill. Whatever a person thinks on, well, actually the Word of God teaches it too, and all these people, you know, they learn it from the Word of God. Whatever you think on is what you become. Whatever a man says out of his mouth is what he becomes. And there's some people in the world, even though they don't know Christ, they've tapped into the wisdom of the Word of God, and then they use it. And you know what? The Word of God doesn't only work for people in the church. It works best for people in the church. It works quickest for people in the church. It works more consistently for people in the church. And it'll bless them a lot further because God has so much further he can take them. So much more of the word applies to believer than the unbeliever. But a lot of the word just explains how God set up this world. And if you tap into the wisdom of the way the universe works, you will benefit from that. And it is a spiritual law of seed, time, and harvest set up in the beginning. You sow the seed, you wait the time, and you reap the harvest. Through patience and through faith. If you're impatient and you won't keep your confession of faith up, you're not going to receive the promise of God. I looked a few years ago and I was like, God, well, I don't know if this stuff works. You know what I mean? You ever been there? I know some of you have been there. If you've been anywhere in God, you've been there where you're like, I don't know if God's going to pull it out this time. And then you start searching like, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I didn't quote the right scripture. Maybe I didn't do. I just don't feel it's going to work. You get nervous. You get scared. You know, it's real. I mean, it happens. It happens. You know, I've grown through it, and I still have to resist it and fight it sometime myself. Is God really going to come through this time? He only came through the other 6,849 times. But still, is he going to come through this time? Because, you know, it's real important this time. Is he going to come through? Yes, he will. He'll do it again and again and again and again when you do it his way. And that's what we try and teach to the, when we go to other churches or somewhere and preach, we try and teach to people, you got to do it God's way. When we talk to people on the phone and we counsel people, God's not interested in your way because your way doesn't have any anointing. His way has the anointing, and the anointing is required to change things divinely in your favor. There is a confession of our hearts and there's a confession of our lips. And when these two harmonize, we become mighty in our prayer life and in our Christian life. You got to harmonize the confession of your heart, what you're believing, and the confession of your mouth, what you're saying.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is